NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Tom Scott, and I'm talking about my new album and Way Too Much About Myself. This is Long Player on Totally Wired with Jess Fu.
So, Tom Scott, we're talking about Avondale Bowling Club. Recently, you're kind of a new father, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old's your son now?
He's 14 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And do you think being a father has changed the way you make music?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, music is always the byproduct of your existence, right? Like, so whatever changes in your life will ultimately affect your music. So how Quincy changed my mind state changed my lyrics. Like, so I just am hopefully a little bit more selfless now. I maybe don't stress about the minor things in life as much, because there's something far more important to be worried about. And yeah, so in all of that, it has its impact on how I make my music, I think.
I'm curious about how the instrumentation started out,
right?
'Cause you got a whole bunch of people working on it. Did you just get people to jam together, or?
Yeah, at first, and then you just come out with like 60 minutes worth of like, what do I do with this? So then after a while, I had to be a bit more strict and sort of be ordering my idols around, which was really weird. But it's what had to happen. Because I had these little skeleton ideas. I can't, you know, I'm no producer or anything, but I would loop these records up and add my horrible little chords and ideas and bass lines, and then I'd get these monsters in to do their thing. Yeah, sometimes you have to be cracking the whip to get what you want. But yeah, the instrumentation was just that I knew these people like Julian Dine and Jonathan Crayford and Tom Dennison, and I'm gonna like Mara TK, like, yeah, I was just lucky enough to have them do their thing. And when you put those people in the room, it's pretty hard to go wrong.
And you also got like JY on the
sax. JY, yo, that man's shirt selection is impeccable.
The first track that we are talking about is Pocket Lint. What can you tell me about that track?
That was the first record that I wrote for the album. There's a tweet somewhere that says, like, I think I just wrote the first record, and it's from like 2014 or something. You can check that. But I was in this little shack in Melbourne, and it was so dark in there. And actually, there was a gas leak. I was having some kind of psychedelic experience. Yeah, I was just writing heaps of real dark music in there. I wrote this song, No Stars in the City, for At Peace record in there as well. So it was around the same time. And it's just a track about having no money. I mean, everyone in New Zealand can relate to that.
I'm scared, every cent that I made I spent. Cut the check and I paid my pen. Now all I got is this pocket land. Bank to run the world ain't my friend. Man that owned the land ain't my kin. Fingers crossed at the ATM. All I got is this pocket land. Pocket land. Only got the crumbs sitting in my mustache. Time to get away, get off my broke ass. Getting on a plane, no plan to go back. Ain't no place like home, I know that. But there are a couple dudes I know that smoke crack, and they say that, hey, it ain't so bad. But they don't really know they got a rich old man. Talking about some land that I don't have. Talking about some avocado smash. Haves don't wanna know what I don't have. And the bank won't give me a loan for home brand. I'm just trying to support my own fam. But I can't even afford a home in my homeland. 'Cause all I got is some pocket land. Yeah, I said all I got is some pocket land. Yeah, all I got is just some pocket land. Yeah, pocket land, pocket land.
Thank you.
with the fruit, the fist, the wine, the wrist, the battery there, the arm and the lid, to get a card and the egg, a bottle of white, a bottle of red, a bottle of mist, the money she lent, the money you spent, the money you meant, so pay the rent, hit a repo man again, unread envelope on the bench, one step from the edge, on the end of a free day bin at the ATM, Sunday 8 a.m. again, price of life, the price of death, the price of gas, the price of meth, the side effect of stress, trying to stress the check till next payday, pray, bake, or forget to get back before the deck hit, up to the neck, back against the wall, about to lose your head, power bill, water bill, cigarette, internet, 50 cent in the piggy bank for the picket fence, dream they're gonna never get, scheming the benefit, never get the benefit of doubt though, never left home, nobody wins or wins, they go pimps, no sympathy, they think we all troops, rich or think the poor are all crimson, the poor all think the rich are all shit, everybody wanna take the piss and talk shit, none of them are had to clean the toilet, hard when you're born in Auckland, gotta pawn an organ to afford the fucking mortgage, just tense, living intense, so you're open decent, sometimes they pretend like it's so good, it's good to be them, got a new PM with a cool boyfriend, but she never come to my ends, the ends don't ever meet, the week don't ever end, I got to keep all the dirt under the bed just so I can't keep a roof over the head for 15 bucks and 75 cents, government wanna take 20%, time I get paid all my money is spent, no like I left with some pocket land.
To make an ode to my friends that have become fiends, and I just wanted to like let them know that I love them, man, and that all of our friends should love them as well, because they're the ones that need the love the most, you know. And I didn't want to like judge them or call them out or like sing their blues like they're mine, but I felt like their story needed to be told. I got a lot of friends who slipped into some kind of crack, no pun intended, needed to have a song written for them or something, you know. And I just wanted to, you know, there's a line on there, I'm the one who introduced you, like that's why I have to do, like that's, it's on me to help you out. Like some of my friends, I'm the one who gave them their first pill or whatever, and then next minute they're far down this rabbit hole and can't get themselves out. Yeah, and I don't want to make it all gloomy, but shit, it is gloomy for some of these dudes. Like if you got a friend who's on some kind of downward spiral, just hit them up.
Old boy sitting in the dark with a light bulb and a lighter in the sand like a pyro. Just come put the thing down like an iPhone. Got too high, flipped out like a psycho. What's he gonna do? Where's he gonna go now? Last I heard, he was living in a motel. Broke up with his old girl, then he broke down. Took it out on the best bro, they ain't bros now. What you really know about shit like that? 31 years old, addicted to crack since way back. How you gonna quit like that? Try kick that shit, it'll kick right back. Move back with the old girl, got kicked out. Move back with the old man, got kicked out. Whole life been an addict, can't quit now. He just gotta have it, can't sit down. I remember when they used to turn the whole fucking room up. Wasn't anybody cooler back then? I was just a fucking loser. But you knew me before I blew up, before anybody gave two fuck. Show love, so I gotta show you love back. Real shit, man, that's it for you, bruv. This one here,
yeah, this one right here. This one here for you, this one right here.
You.
Old boy lying in the hospital lonely, doped out on the dope, looking all dopey. Had a little too much fun, then he OD'd. Just trying to keep up with all the homies. What you gonna do? Where you gonna go out when your hometown looks something like a ghost town? And a bro roll round with a whole pound like, oh well, might as well have another blowout. How you gonna slow down just like that? 5 years in, she just gapped like, fuck that. I probably would've reacted the same way. I don't know nothing about that, can't say no. Too much for one human to think about. Chewed him up and then she just spit him out. Till they figure out a better way to get it out. Pour me up, I never hit a C in ginger ale. Cause I probably would've done the same thing anyhow. If I had that shit to forget about. Gotta get it out, gotta get around. Why settle down? Sit down, bruv, let me get around. It's a beautiful night, don't wanna spoil it. While we doing coke on the top of the toilet. Let's toast this bottle full of poison to a life full of pain and disappointment. You remember when I used to live off tinfoil and tuna. I gave a sip about my future back then. I was just a fucking user. So look, I ain't tryna judge you, bruv. You just keep on doing what you do, bruv. But I gotta be straight to ya, because I'm the one who introduced you. So this here,
yeah, this one right here, this one
there
for you, this one right here, yeah, this one here. This go out to you, this for my homie, my brother, yeah. Real shit is so true, this for my bossy. You know me, yeah. And how long I know you, we ain't even gotta be on the stuff when I say this stuff, bruv. I ain't shit without you, I ain't even gotta say no name when I say this. You already know what's going out to this one right.
Remember when we used to do drugs? Now it's kinda like they do us. Did it until we did too much. Everything off of that really can't do much. Started out on them blue doves, then moved up to that yellow school bus. Now it's like I need 2 duds just for a buzz. I need to get a new buzz. It's been too long, my guilt's too much due. Guess it's time that I grew up. Time to retire, I'm tying my boots up. All of that youth that I had, I used up. I'm too old for these new drugs. Too clued up to be queued up for this club. This scrub just spewed up on my brand new blue Pumas. Somebody call me an Uber before I turn into Tua. Who got the oolest look? Ain't nothing wrong with no looter, but I'd rather be at home banging that loofah. My brain's already screwed up from all the shit I chewed up. I'm about to grow me a tumor. All my friends are stuck in the past, still dancing the future. I was conceived by 2 users. I was supposed to be a loser. I had to see my old man cooped up in an orange jumpsuit trying to shoot up. I seen the sky, I seen the sewer, I seen a sign I should have seen sooner. I seen my best friend pack that flute up. 1 year later, we tied that noose up. This one here.
Yeah, home. I wrote it. I was really homesick in Melbourne, and I was just romanticizing Auckland. Like it's cool being away from Auckland. You just make it out to be this perfect place that you miss, and then when you're here, you complain about it and tell everyone about how good London is. But yeah, it was just me being homesick, and the line that probably sums it up best is I say, "There's a dead fern on the windowsill," and I had these milk crates on my window. So I was living in Smith Street, which is kind of like the K Road of Melbourne. And I was looking out, all you see is brick. There's nothing to remind you of home. And so I tried to put this little shitty garden together in these milk crates. But all it was this fern like that looked like a New Zealand fern, and it was wilted and dying. So I didn't belong here. And it would just, you know, look at me every day like, this is not for me. And I'd be like, just survive. You'll do all right. Be like the gum trees. Yeah, and that was kind of like how I felt at the time. But then the song's also about like demythifying that romanticism for home when you're away. Because when you get back home, you sort of feel like an alien, and you realize everything that you built up in your head was just a lie. And that home's fucked up as well, and there's work to do here.
Been on the windows to my soul 3 years now that I've been away. A little fish had to find a bigger bowl when I touched down on the runway. Gonna run straight to my mom waiting at the gate. Get the duty free for the old man. Drink it with him till I can't stand. Never been so lonely. But when I get home, gonna hit up all the homies. Then we'll get stoned. See my nana and my grandpa. These days, only see him on the laptop. These days, I ain't got a day to have off. Been away so long, when I get back, I'ma hit back at the app on Dell, that's home. Never turn my back on. Where I'm from, when I'm back, then it's back on. When I get home, they said, when you coming back, Tom? I said, maybe never rubber, but it's that wrong. Look, I ain't never give a damn by the flag, bruv. I don't own no land that I stand on. And I never been down with no patriotism, but I love the city that I'm from. And why, when I get home? Dead fern on the windowsill, dried out looking like a prune. Old dream, I forgot to water, I was so young then. So naive, I thought I'd be a millionaire by now. Turns out, didn't work out like I thought it would. Sold out and went Collinwood. Moved out of my childhood neighborhood for good. Flight was booked, it's too late to look down now. Nothing but some water. Some old friends that I thought I loved back then, hanging on the same corner. And now I'm feeling like a foreigner. I ain't the same dude I was. All of my youth is gone, I used it up. Guess I must have did so much, I blew my buzz. And now I can't get no high, I grew too much. It's just some strangers that I used to love. Nothing more left to discuss. Don't know where I am no more. I thought that it'd be all just like it was before. Then I got. Then I got home.
And the truth is I don't know where my home is anymore. When I get back
back. And we thought that the world was flat for a fact. Cause the furthest that we've been from home was the laundromat. Back in standard four, I walked the tracks to the mall and back. And that was like a world trip to us. Back of the bus, that was like a spaceship to us. Oblivious to just how small our so-called big city was. And all they go for shit, didn't mean shit to us. We just flushed it. Kinda like the history they hushed with the musket. Kinda like the ancient Maori customs they crushed in the custard squares. Like Tupperware in the Tupperware, covered with the treaty that they cucking on. Clean green Babylon, where everybody's
on the synthetic weed like crabs in the bucket bong, sitting in a long white smoke cloud. Hometown of ghost town, don't know how to tell the difference anymore. Hotel or tell about a hotel. Hotel go around talking about what they don't really know about. It's kinda like a giant hair salon where I'm from. Nobody really wanna cheer you on where I'm from. Remember that game we played in the days at the pools where we fought for first place on a floating log? I don't remember what the motive was, but as soon as someone new got on, we're hoping someone throws them off. While the haters on the water gun trying to hose them off. This dude's won twice in a row, look at him showing off. Get too cocky, your poppy get cut. You get too poppy and you'll probably get jumped. Where I'm from, land at an online of road cones, home of the homeless, holding the ozone. Where young sheep walk the street selling it wool, and we gather around the town square to get at the food. Clean green red meat, where the vegans get eaten and the feelings get beat. They didn't job, they didn't street, they didn't town, where the rent's meant there but meth's cheap. And making it is just making it to next week. Once we're rainbow warriors, now we just sink drink. Washed up on the north shore, almost extinct. Deep fried native tongue, served with a side of kuma the fries. The youth euthanized, suicide rate higher than the rent. Government sitting on its fat assets, 25 mil on the flag test. New key, same monarchy, the snarky, sarky, parky, hard talking malarkey. Living off the misery of Mari, milking the monarchy, tongue as if parliament's a party that a man's DJing at. But I ain't playing that. I jumped up in the Uber and told the pilot to take me back home.
Yeah, this next track is called Quincy's March. Obviously, it's for my son, Quincy. Actually, I named it Quincy's March because my dad had this record. He's in this band called Blue Speak, a jazz band from back in the day. And actually, the drummer had a song on it where it was his, like, song, and it was called Gibby's March. And the drummer, actually, my mum and dad broke up, and then my mum got involved with the drummer, and his son is Gibby. And that's my best friend, and he's still my best friend. So I called this one Quincy's March, sort of an ode to that. Definitely the hardest song to write, because, like, I was comparing it to, like, Lauryn Hill, Zion. Like, she's got the song she writes for her son, and it's... I was like, okay, that's how I got to do it. And then I was like, hold up. This is, like, one of the greatest artists of all time, and that might be her best song she ever wrote. Like, I can't compare myself to this. I'm going to fail. And yeah, like, there's no point in trying to use words to describe that kind of experience. It just would never do it justice. But that was me trying to do it. And yeah, this is how it came out.
Listen to that also made me really clucky.
Brilliant. That's it. It's a song to repopulate the planet, you know? I want BFM listeners to be having the kids, not national voters. You know, they're all set up in Greyland, have a nice little place to have kids. Let's all have kids too young while we're running for PM. You know, let's like... No, but in all seriousness, I think it's a beautiful thing watching your youth relived and being aware of it. Like, I get to watch my kid and see him in this beautiful bubble where he doesn't know about the state of the world or his inevitable finality, and he's just having a good time, and I get to like sort of live for him.
My son sits on my shoulder, my greed dies content, my whole life starts over. It's vomit on my favorite shirt, dribbling Nike's Ives in my magnum opus and brown cardigan with his matching loafers. I've been watching life form in a petri dish. This must be how Prometheus felt. Shit, all of this shit don't seem so meaningless now. My ego drowns in empathy, the dream I had back in my teens. Finally, now R.I.P. And the YGB goes on. I spark it with a torch, then pass it, push my king in his chariot on a Sunday at the market. Me and my shell tools will crowd down Evandale Road like it's Melrose. First time in 10 years that I felt home. Found hope in the mundane, I felt deep in the well-known. Train clack in the background like Coltrane on the Alto. From Friday in the K-hole to Saturday at Kmart. Old days in the haze, my heydays in the hay barn. I lay under the radar in the backyard, at peace, now at last. Maybe all of this happiness, it ain't as hard as I act. Can't really complain about nada. Holy mother marijuana, it's kinda craziness. Making atheists start to think about karma. Start to see the chink of my armor. Start to see myself and my father. Start to free the hate that I harbor for. Appreciated my mother more. His laughter like a sonata, composed by Charlie Parker. Made a make a Monday like summertime. It's a mantra, kinda divine. I can't define, too hard to find the right word to write the rhyme. It like I like, kinda like my life started over that night, the light of my day. Can't describe the type of cliche I feel. I'm way too high to contain it. Ain't no point in trying to explain it. Thank you for the light. Like this, crash on the couch out with a countdown, right out, right bliss. Had it told me that my life would have turned out like this, I would have thought that it was some shit talking, self-righteous alchemist. I was stuck up in my selfish, learned helplessness. Proud to never amount to shit. Was about to just give up on making this album. I was in Melbourne, down and out of it. That drought almost drowned my gift. Then I found my fix. Changed me while I changed you. Gave me what I gave you. We were broke, we made do. Then it made your debut. Made me think that I've been created only just to create you. That made me wanna really make you. So my time to take two step back and check back into the real world and accept that music is not life, but at best it reflects that. And really my biggest success as a man, this is my best track. Now let that sink in and sing it. It'll never get better than just that. Give a shit about being the best rapper, only wanna be the best dad. Never gonna be the next Zappa, don't expect no respect back. And I'll never let my regrets hang over your head. You can bet that if we get strapped, then I'll get cash. If I gotta build a fucking myth left, then so be it. I was made by dope dealers, didn't mean it weren't dope leaders. Even though they were both cheaters, my mother never kept no secrets. Pops never kept no leashes on me, like no polices and no teachers could tell that little five-year-old genius shit. I had to step into myself, I had to figure it out alone to really know how I felt. And all of the shit that I smelled, I still don't really know shit. Still wanna get grown kid, hoping that I don't make the same mistake that my folks did. Be focused if I told you that I knew what an adult is. Cause really I was crying like a baby when I wrote this. I was holding on to my nana's hand, watching her eyes close. And same time I watch yours open, and the world just kept revolving. So much on Chris. We'll be right back.
We'd like to play for you now a very low down bluesy type composition.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.